FM 95.4 has the power playlist.
You're not recording, are you? I'm just trying to find a way to work with this song.
Bringing local flavor to international hits. 95.4. You are listening to UJFM.
I'm not even sure what that means exactly, but I think it has something to do with the rest of my life.
UJFM, shaping the future on 95.4.
My weakness is trying to do so much at one go and trying to please everyone at the same time, because, you know, we work 24 hours.
24/7, the hustle continues.
Opportunities will come to you if you seek them.
Shaping the future.
An opportunity of a lifetime must be taken within the lifetime of the opportunity.
UJFM, shaping the future. UJFM News, engaging meaningfully with one another.
In our trending topics at this hour, we've got hashtag Temba, hashtag Ndlozi, and hashtag Anele. In our headlines at this hour, on the 27th of November 2019, the University of Johannesburg hosted the annual Community Engagement Service Excellence Awards at the Joburg Business School. This was done to recognize community engagement student volunteer champions, support services and academics from all 8 faculties and 1 college. And a 45-year-old man has been arrested following a fatal shooting at Menlyn Main in Pretoria. And finally, embattled power utility Eskom has warned on Monday that unplanned breakdowns in its system could result in load shedding at short notices. Johannesburg is sunny today with a low of 18 degrees Celsius and a high of 31 degrees Celsius. Pretoria has been sunny with a low of 19 degrees Celsius and a high of 33 degrees Celsius. And for the latest in South Africa's financial indicators, the rand has gone up to 14 rand 66 cents against the United States dollar, 16 rand 18 cents against the euro, 18 rand 96 cents against the Great British pound. Gold has also gone up to 1,457 rand 81 cents a fine ounce. Time is exactly 31 minutes after 4 o'clock. Expect more on these stories at the top of the hour. For UJFM News Updates, I am Udirile Rawalao.
Engaging meaningfully with one another. UJFM Sports. UJFM Sports.
Let's take another look in our world of sports. To start off with football news, Bournemouth boss Eddie Hove described Bournemouth's last 4 seasons in the Premier League as relegation battles and says he expects the current campaign to be no different. The small South Coast club have regularly punched above their weight, finishing inside the top 15 in 3 out of their 4 seasons in the top flight since 2015 and 2016. In our local football news, Cape Town City's Thabo Nodada has won the ABSA Premiership Goal of the Month for September and October after his stunning goal against Orlando Pirates. In cricket news, spin king Nathan Lyon snared 5 wickets, including dangerous half-century makers Sean Mashute and Asad Shafiq, as Australia wore down a stubborn Pakistan to clinch the second test to wrap up the series with a 2-0 win in Adelaide on Monday. And finally, in rugby news, former New Zealand coach Steve Hansen confirmed on Monday that he's taking up a role with Toyota Fairplays in Japan's top league. Hansen's contract with the All Blacks ended after they finished the 3rd at the Rugby World Cup in Japan, when they got beaten by Wales with 40-17 points. Sports on DJFM.